Okay, welcome to the special report. The silver market is log jammed, completely jammed up right now in terms of the physical silver. Now, the good news for those of you who have silver is hold on tight, because you are sitting on, well, it sounds silly, but to say a gold mine of silver, because silver prices continue to skyrocket. I know there's been a tremendous amount of volatility lately. There was a nosedive, yesterday. And now it mostly recovered, or at least half recovered from that nosedive. But think about it. Silver's, 500 to 600% higher than it was when I really started recommending it at, $18 to $20. So in this special analysis here, I have insider information I'm going to share with you to help explain what's happening. But I just want to tell you up front, if you have vaulted silver, you're good. Sit on the vaulted silver. If you have vaulted silver, you're good. Sit on it and just wait and enjoy the ride with a big grin on your face, because you're going to get wealthy if you're not already, And the second thing is, if you have physical silver in your possession, hold on to it. Because what's happening right now is that there are too many sellers for the infrastructure of the physical dealers to be able to handle. And as I mentioned the other day, a lot of the low information sort of mainstream people who don't understand where this is going, they're cashing out right now, which they're going to regret that, 6 months later, probably. But they're cashing out on silver right now. And as a result, every silver dealer, every retailer, wholesaler across the country will tell you the same thing, that people are flooding into the doors to sell their random silver. And it's not even good silver. That's the thing. It's not good stuff. And that's why now they're getting quoted prices that are like spot minus 10%, which is still great considering where spot is. Spot minus 10% is still over $100, which is awesome. And that's why so many people are selling it. But some people, for the really lower grade, just random lots of weird silver coins and things that aren't easily resellable, some dealers are quoting like minus 15 or minus 20% spot. That is all temporary. That's only going to last for a few months as the system works this inventory through its infrastructure. Think about it. All the silver wholesalers, they have people that take in the silver, the incoming silver experts, and they have to open the boxes and then look at the silver, evaluate it, test it in many cases, right? Make sure it's actually silver, not some weird counterfeit stuff, weigh it, count it, etc. It's a very rigorous process. And this is not just something you can drag somebody off the street or have a temp worker, like, just come in here and count these coins and we'll call it good. That doesn't work, right? So all these silver wholesalers are sitting on now, it looks like, 8 to 12 weeks of incoming silver. It's wild. They've never seen this before. They've never seen it. And then a lot of this silver has to get refined, because it's not really, resellable, like I just said. And so they send it to the refiners, and then the refiners turn it into high purity, either 3.9s or 4.9s, 1,000-ounce silver bars that they then make available to the COMEX for industrial buyers to take physical delivery to build solar panels or whatever. Well, that process of that silver coming in the door at a dealer in, Colorado or whatever, and then ending up going to the refiner, the refiner is not able to get to that silver now for 4 to 5 months. Yeah, 4 to 5 months. And last week when I covered this, that was 3 months. Now it's 4 to 5 months. This used to be 3 to 5 days. Every silver dealer in America knows this, right? You can ask anybody. This used to be 3 to 5 days. You would ship your silver to the refiner. The refiner would take it in. We'll melt it down. And then the refiner would pay that wholesaler or that dealer with a wire on the day that they counted it and took it in at the refiner, which was only a 3 to 5 day wait, you see? So the silver dealer is out there in Colorado. The silver dealer is giving cash to the customer And then it used to be that dealer would just eat 3 to 5 days of not having the cash, and then the refiner would wire them the money, and they would make the, you know, the margin, the difference, the spread, whatever it was. You know, they pay the customer whatever it used to be, you know, 3% less, 5% less than what they get from the refiner. Okay, that's the way it used to work. And that worked fine when silver wasn't going into a parabolic rise. It worked fine, actually, for decades. Doesn't work anymore, because here's what's happening. So now the silver dealer is taking in the silver, and they got to pay the customer, which is why they're quoting lower prices to the customer. And then they got to wait 4 to 5 months to get paid from the refiner. So that silver dealer is out of that money for 4 to 5 months. So now what do? I mean, number one, they have a cash flow problem. So they have to borrow money to have the cash flow to float this silver for 4 to 5 months. And that's friction in the system. And then on top of that, what most intelligent silver wholesalers do is, in order to cover the price volatility and risk of that silver as they're waiting for that time period, you know, it was 3 months, now 4 to 5 months, they go out to COMEX and they short the silver market with paper shorts that are calculated to cover the amount of silver that they're owed on. In other words, if silver prices drop, they would make the same amount on the silver shorts as they would lose on the physical silver that they're waiting to get paid on. You see what I mean? So that's risk reduction, using the selling of paper silver in order to reduce risk as a physical silver wholesaler. Okay, so far so good, right? Except the COMEX keeps raising the margin requirements for holding paper silver. They've done this several times, and it's going to continue. And that results in, you know, one of my favorite terms, margin call, you know, because I like that because I like the movie that's called Margin Call. It's a great movie. I watched it a month ago or something. You know, it's got Kevin Spacey in it and Jeremy Irons. It's really worth watching. It's a great movie. Anyway, margin calls happen. And then the silver dealer, who's not even trying to be in the silver speculation business, they don't want anything to do with speculation. They're just trying to buy and sell silver and make the spread. That's it. You know, it's supposed to be straightforward, but not anymore. So now they get margin called. So now they got to come up with extra cash to meet the margin to continue to float the cost of the risk of the physical silver that they're not getting paid on. So this is why a lot of silver dealers right now are closing up after just being open in maybe a couple hours in the morning. They might say, well, we'll take your silver right now. You know, come on in. We're open for business. And everybody floods in, or they're lining up to sell silver. And then that silver retailer, they've only got a certain amount of cash that they can push out that day. And that amount of cash is shrinking. And so at some point where this is headed, because this is a logjam, okay? This is not a failure of the system. It's simply at overcapacity of, I think, low information people trying to offload so much silver right now because they think that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And boy, are they going to be surprised, you know? But anyway, it's a logjam. So where we're headed is a lot of silver dealers are just going to say, no more, you know, you can't sell silver to us anymore, period. I mean, that's it. We're probably only days away from that happening almost everywhere in North America. Just saying, okay? Now, and again, that doesn't mean that the silver market is failing. It doesn't mean that the silver has no value. It just means that this system is log jammed, and it's going to take a few months for the silver to work its way through this system. Now, here's the good news. If you bought a lot of silver from a reputable, you know, wholesaler like what we recommend, Battalion Metals, that's good silver. That's resellable silver. And so if you're trying to sell that silver right now, you can do so. Now, you're not going to get as good a price as if you wait this logjam out, but you're also not going to get dinged at something like minus 10% or minus 20% from spot, like a lot of the sort of junkier silver is getting hit with. If you bought good silver from a reputable retailer like Battalion Metals, you can sell that back right now. And now you may have to wait a few weeks to get paid on that because the system is log jammed and you're not going to get, I mean, you're not even going to get spot price right now. But if you wait for the log jam to clear, this whole system is going to, you know, self repair. And then as silver continues to skyrocket, now we've cleared out all the sort of low information silver sellers. And that's when I believe we're going to see silver gap up to something like $150. And who knows where it's going from there. Now, again, don't take this as investment advice. I'm not your financial coach, what have you. But I do have a lot of inside information that I'm sharing with you here. There's going to be a gap up day, I believe, or multiple days coming. In the meantime, this whole system is going to look completely jammed up. Or as one of my contacts said, quote, the short futures positions hemorrhage value every day, triggering massive margin calls that require immediate cash to maintain. The offsetting gain sits locked in the primary asset they now hold, but they can't access it until the custodians complete the months-long redemption process. So this creates a cash flow mismatch. So the losses on the hedge are marked to market and hit the balance sheet now, while the profit on the physical exposure is unrealized and delayed. This is what's happening to silver dealers. And I was told because market makers can be forced to post huge amounts of additional capital that this can destroy their spreads and it can even threaten some capital loss for those dealers or wholesalers. And so they end up slashing bids on the incoming silver in order to build in a massive buffer, you know, to cover all this risk and cover all the friction and costs, or they just stop bidding on silver altogether, which is what I said when they just say, we're not buying silver anymore right now, and probably not for a few months. Like that's, again, you're going to see that happening. And so remember when I said that the silver dealers and even silver wholesalers, or it's not just silver, but precious metals, they have lines of credit. These lines of credit are exhausted right now. There's just so much credit that has been pushed out to the, you know, to the customer. And there's such a long time to get paid right now that those lines of credit are done. So the correct version of what this is a seize up. It's a seize up or a log jam. And because a lot of these dealers are also handling gold as well as silver, then they don't have capital also to front for gold, even though the wait time on gold is a lot shorter, much shorter than it is on silver. And most gold doesn't have to be refined that's coming in from customers because it's recognizable formats. You know, it tends to be that way. There are exceptions to it, but you get the idea. Anyway, the upshot is that if you are buying gold or silver right now, but let's focus on silver. If you're buying silver, make sure that you are buying silver that you plan to hold for months. Like you don't want to jump into silver if you think you're going to need that cash in 60 days, because getting in and out of it is going to be, there's going to be more friction for all the reasons I just mentioned. In addition to this, right now, there's still actually plenty of physical silver that can be purchased, believe it or not. So the purchasing side has not seized up. You can buy all the silver you want. So this is actually, I mean, it's a buyer's market right now. And most of these silver dealers and retailers, they would love to offload some silver and generate some cash because of the cash crunch that I just described. So you can actually get great deals on silver right now, you know, compared to spot price. You know, the premiums are not that high. This is a buyer's market. Even though prices are fluctuating like crazy, it's definitely a silver buyer's market. But again, if you buy silver, plan to sit on it for at least 6 months. And that's going to be the best investment. Again, I'm not an investment advisor, just to be clear. I'm not trying to give you financial advice, but I believe if you have patience, patience will be very well rewarded here. In fact, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you're never going to see this situation again in your life. None of us will. Because the fiat currency banking system is breaking and it's failing. It is going to collapse. I don't know when. I don't know what that looks like. Is it, you know, a year away, a couple years? What kind of desperate measures? You know, probably lots of currency printing to bail out the banks, and then increasing hyperinflation, and then gold and silver keep skyrocketing, etc. This could go on for a few years. So I don't know when the system breaks. I just know that when it does, whoever's holding physical gold and silver, those are the winners. You know, those are the ones who have something of real value. Whereas those who are holding fiat currency might as well be holding a bag of dicks. I mean, sorry to be crude about it, but I don't even know what that saying means, but it just sounded funny. But it's, you don't want to be holding a bag of dicks when the music stops, right? You want to be holding gold and silver. There's another piece of advice in all of this, which is when it comes to metals, it's usually a good rule of thumb not to find yourself in the middle of a panicked herd. So right now, lots of people are almost panicked to sell silver. If you're in that group, you're like, oh my God, I got to sell silver too. You should stop and think about it. Wait a second. There's way too many people here doing the same thing. That's usually a sign that you're being played. You know, in terms of the overall narrative from mainstream media is telling you, you know, like CNBC or Fox News or whoever, or CNN, they're probably telling you, oh, you shouldn't hold gold and silver. You should just sell it now. In fact, I know they're saying that. They're saying, sell it now. It's hot. You know, that's because they want you to get rid of it so they can force you into the CBDC surveillance grid because you have no metal. Then you're a total pawn. You're a slave to the system if you have no metal. Of course they want you to sell it. So check yourself. If you're following the herd into a silver dealer to sell all your silver because you were told this is as high as it's going to get, you might want to look around and say, there's way too many low IQ people around me here right now. This could be a bad idea. Where you want to be right now, in my opinion, is on the side where there's plenty of capacity, which is on the buying side. So keep buying, you know? I mean, I know people who are continuing to buy at large volumes right now. And also, I started buying again, just dollar cost averaging into the system. I actually hadn't bought since last year, but now I've started buying again. I'm just going to keep buying every month, no matter what the price, because that's the best way to end up with the most metal. And that's what you need to do, in my opinion, as a strategy to end up having assets when this whole system craters. I'm talking about the banking system, the fiat currency system, the dollar system. And it's going to crater. There's no question about it. Now, there's one more thing to consider right now. We're on the verge of, it looks like Trump is going to attack Iran with the U.S. military. And if that happens, surely gold will spike. I mean, it almost always does. Maybe some of that's already being baked in right now. Maybe there's anticipation of that. And if Trump backs off, then gold could plunge. But if he attacks, gold will spike. Because in addition to that, and by the way, in that case, gold will spike a lot more than silver, probably percentage-wise, because silver is not nearly as impacted by war as gold, because gold is a monetary metal, whereas silver is largely industrial and partially monetary. But gold also tends to rise when energy prices rise. There's a strong correlation there. And if there's a war on Iran, it seems very likely that Iran is going to close the Strait of Hormuz, which would cut off a very large percentage of the energy supply to the world, both oil and LNG, you know, natural gas. And if that happens, then you're going to start to see energy prices just skyrocket at the gas station, and transportation prices going up, and surcharges on airplane tickets and UPS shipments and FedEx and all kinds of things. And you're going to start to see grocery prices skyrocket, et cetera. So if the U.S. strikes Iran, if the Strait of Hormuz gets closed down by Iran or even the U.S. Navy, as my friend Michael Yan suggests could happen, to blame it on Iran, either way, if it's closed, it's closed. energy prices are going to skyrocket, and economies, especially Europe, are going to be crushed. Just crushed. I mean, even worse than they are right now. In fact, there's an argument to be made that Trump wants the Strait of Hormuz to be closed in order to hurt the city of London even more than is what is already happening. But that's just conjecture. We don't know for sure. Whereas the United States is a lot more energy independent compared to, obviously, Western Europe. So anyway, you know, you can interpret these events in whatever way you want. But if energy prices spike, gold's going to spike, almost certainly. And it will go up a lot more than silver in that case. So I'll give you a prediction. If the Strait of Hormuz is closed, watch gold to go up $500 in a day. And that's a conservative estimate, by the way. It could be more, but I'm just going to stick with 500. It's a good time to have gold also. And if you're to ask me, you know, which metals should you have more of? I don't know. None of us have ever navigated this whole thing here, right? With this level of kind of financial Mad Max taking place. We don't know which is better. More gold, more silver, how many ounces, what ratio? I don't know. Just, I tell my friends, just have more gold and silver, whatever format you want. Just get out of the debt system of fiat currency or you're going to get crushed. So there's no perfect answer. Okay. We can't see the future. We don't know exactly which one's going to go up the most or what's going to be the most redeemable or you know, which market's going to get jammed up the most like silver is right now. I don't know. Gold is clearly now the world reserve currency. Gold is a bigger market than silver, right? So you could argue, well, it's more liquid. And did you know that right now, American Eagles, gold Eagles, are a great deal. They're a great deal. Because usually there's a lot more premium on gold Eagles, but right now, no, they're about the same as, you know, Maple Leafs or any other kind of gold. In fact, if you want to get gold Eagles, just go to the Battalion Metals website, metalswithmike.com. They're our sponsor. metalswithmike.com and check the prices. You'll see what I mean. Right now, the best deal is American Gold Eagles by far. And if you use discount code Ranger, they'll waive the shipping insurance fee. So, you know, that's easy to remember. Just Ranger, as in Health Ranger. And yeah, they're a sponsor and they've been fantastic. You know, they run an honest shop. They have integrity and they protect privacy and security and they have vaulting services and so much more. So they're a great choice. And also they're co-founded by Tucker Carlson. And he wouldn't put his name on something if it wasn't rock solid. And nor would I, for that matter. So they're highly trustworthy. But even they are having to shuffle assets and, you know, because they're buying and selling loads of silver like everybody else. So they're having to do all these same things that I was talking about. You know, they're having to buy shorts to cover the latency time on refining silver, etc. It's just that they know how to do this because they've been doing it for decades, you know, multi-generational operation. They've seen this before in 1980, for example. But wow, history sure is interesting when it starts repeating, isn't it? Anyway, bottom line here, folks, is don't freak out when you hear people say, "Oh, I couldn't sell my silver." You know, yeah, you're late to the game. You're part of the herd showing up trying to sell some crappy silver spoons that nobody wants because they have to be refined. So yeah, nobody wants to buy those right now. You're gonna have to wait 5-6 months before there's any silver dealers that want to buy that kind of low grade silver. That's just the way it is. It's the industry is jammed up. That's true. So sit on your silver. That's the whole point, isn't it? Buy it, stack it, sit on it, ride this thing out. And at some point, whatever happens next, whether it's a, you know, collapse of the United States or the collapse of the dollar or a breaking up of the country, and then we have new regional nation states like, you know, the Republic of Texas or something. And then they launch their own currency, and that currency is probably going to be partially backed by gold and silver. And then they're going to say, hey, people of Texas, bring us your silver. you're going to get an awesome amount of currency for that. And that might be a time to do that. And if that occurs, I'll tell you about it. I might be doing the same thing, you know, rolling in there with a crate, you know, what's called monster box of silver. Here, how much do I get for this? Like, oh, for that? Oh, man, you get enough money to buy like a whole neighborhood of houses because the silver is worth so much. You buy like 100 vehicles. Really? Yeah. Or whatever it's going to be. I'm just guessing. Who knows? But at some point, we're going to end up on a new currency system. And some of it might be digital. You might want to even at some point swap in some silver for some whatever new digital currency so you can go buy groceries. You might be able to live on like one silver coin a week because the silver will hold so much value. Like I've said, you know, grocery prices are not going up priced in silver. So the best way to beat inflation is to have gold and silver. And then everything is way more affordable as, you know, as metals prices and value goes up. So just some things to think about here. I'm just going to sit tight and watch this. I'll keep you posted, whatever intel I get. But if you're sitting on a pretty good stack of gold and silver right now, pat yourself on the back. You made some really wise decisions. You're doing really well. You're sitting on incredible value, and you're going to be able to ride this thing through no matter what happens with the fiat currency. You'll be able to ride out the banking failures, you know, the bailouts, the hyperinflation, the $1 trillion a week money printing that's probably coming, and the wars and whatever else is happening. So you've made the right call. Stand with your call, and I'll keep you posted. We'll see where this goes. All right, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Again, if you want to get silver or gold from Battalion, they've got actual supply right now. metalswithmike.com and use discount code Ranger. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Organic cashews and almonds are the ultimate nutritious and delicious health snack. Stock up on nutrient-dense organic cashews and raw almonds at the Brighteon store. Choose nature's perfect snack, only at brighteonstore.com.